Fleish mem zayin sefat. Alvi nachalama b'toyru mina yedua. Hanikra came. Willows is the Alvi nachal, fourth of the Avaminim. Alishol in Moshech in Nachal. Leaves are also long and skinny. Piv cholach doesn't have jagged edges. Kondishol in Odom and the branch has a redness to it. A few of the Oida Yod kosher. If it's a type that will eventually turn red, even though it's presently not red, it's still kosher. The roiv min zeh godlan lecholim. Lechein nikra avi nachal. Generally, these grow near rivers. Therefore, I feel like godlan b'midbar b'horim kosher. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it does not have to grow by a nachal. It can grow anyway, which today many of them are like that. The Shabur brings that it's a nachal chila. Good to take the ones that are growing by the river. There are shifts that hold that way. It says the Taz says you do not have to be makbid on that. The minig ha'olam is not to be choshish for that, unless the person wants to be very hadar. Yesh min echod, doim el harava. There's a different type of tree which is similar to the harava. El sha'alashiloi ogle, it has round leaves, the pibdei lamasa, and the edges are jagged like a saw. The konashiloi in odom, also the branch is not red. Zer nikra tzapzefa v'ipsula, that is not kosher for haravas. The other ones have very small, jagged edges. They're not so noticeable. More magal cotton, like little sickles sticking out of it, is a kosher. I just saw today, most of them do have these small ones, but that's bichlal, these ones that are kosher.